How did it feel training for war?
Well, it was a unique experience being young and never being out of Kansas City. I was graduated from high school and had just about a year of college. So I was in the service about 4 months. In that time, I really got along fine. I enjoyed going to a military high school. I kind of enjoyed the military aspect, the marching, and they had me sort of be the guy that shouted out the orders for marching, you know, the commands, and I like that part about it. I was shipped to about 4 or 5 different locations in the States and came back and finished college. I think it was a good experience because everything was regimented. The way they trained you, like up in Great Lakes Training Center, they made everything difficult. The officers made everything difficult for you to doing strange things because they just did that to make you feel like you were nothing, and that you were in their hands, and you felt like you were nothing because of the strange things they had you do there that made no sense. That's to get you to feel like you were in their hands and that you had to obey whatever they told you to do. Well, it was good training, and what you learned in the service was invaluable in later life. I'm just glad that I had the opportunity to go.
Yeah.
So if you pass a physical, you had to go. So it was just not long after that I was on a train to Great Lakes, Illinois Training Center.
What lessons did you learn in your time in the military?
You become more sure of yourself. And you're not inclined to be a braggart because you were pretty well put down when you were in the service. So I think it influenced me to be just a calm person and just go with the flow. But yeah, it was a good learning tool, and so. So I just can't imagine what I would have been like if I hadn't gone into the service.
What was it like for you growing up in such a powerful time in America's history?
Of course, when I was, you know, I grew up in 27, and I was a little tyke when the big depression came in the 30s. Yeah. But we, as I say, we didn't really suffer from that because Dad had a good constant job. We'd listen to the radio newscasts. It was just a lot of news every day, a lot of bad and some good, and totally interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Glad to discuss my life with you.